we're turning back the clock on July 17, the day in 1955 when Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. When you wish upon a star. The Beatles movie Yellow Submarine premiered on July 17, 1968.
Right then, let's get this vessel ship-shaped.
I kind of like the way it is, submarine shape.
And it was on this day in 2000 that Oz music legend Slim Dusty became the first recording artist in history to release 100 albums with the same label, with the release of Looking Forward, Looking Back.
Looking forward, looking back. I've come a long way down the track.
Slim went on to release 106 albums. July 17 birthdays, Donald Sutherland is 84. He's been on the big screen for more than 50 years. From The Dirty Dozen in the 60s to MASH in the 70s, Lock Up in the 80s, Backdraft in the 90s, and more recently, The Hunger Games movies.
My stay here will be completely uneventful.
Goody star Tim Brooke Taylor is 79. Of course, best known for his role in that offbeat comedy series, but he did pop up in movies here and there. You might have caught a glimpse of him in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
This machine will tell us the precise location of the three remaining golden tickets.
The Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla Parker Bowles, is 72 today.
Sometimes, you know, in a climate where we're surrounded by a lot of bad news, it's a real joy to have a bit of good news for once.
And one of the biggest TV stars of all time, David Hasselhoff, is 67. The Hoff starred in The Young and the Restless. Then there was Baywatch, but for many of us, he'll always be Michael Knight from Knight Rider.
All these computer things are just a waste of time anyway. Oh, present company excluded.
Finally, a legend of the silver screen was also born on this day. James Cagney was born in 1899, died in 1986, and is still an icon of cinema.
Come out and take it, you dirty yellow-bellied rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
Remembering James Cagney on July 17.